Our NAFB, National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention, is underway in Kansas City, and that's our topic on today's Wednesday edition of Farm Time. I'm attending the meeting, as I have for many years, and I ask our association's Chief Operating Officer, Michael Clements, to summarize our convention activities.
Well, thanks, Mike. And, you know, it's things are starting to get busy around here. It really opening day today, a 3-day event, but more like a week-long event for those of us on staff, really a year-long focus for the planning for something like this. But now it's time to welcome everyone downtown into Kansas City. And we've got about 800 of our closest friends that's going to be here over the next few days. And there's plenty to talk about coming into the Westin Crown Center here. We're barely a week out from a national election, and we'll say this, it got a lot of attention, right? And now that attention's focused on, well, okay, what's next? And we're going to talk about that here. What is next? That's on the schedule today with Newsmaker Sessions. Everything from a U.S. Ag Export Outlook to the post-election outlook. Top names of the industry there you'd expect on policy. American Farm Bureau Sam Kiefer, National Cattlemen's Ethan Lane, be a part of that discussion. We'll also look at the future of renewable fuels and those kind of things. Then we take a look at the schedule tomorrow. We've got a big trade talk coming up. Folks piling into the room, talk about news, talk about new products and everything coming up for the new year. And then we'll honor two longtime, well-respected broadcasters with their Hall of Fame presentation tomorrow night, that being Kurt Lancaster and Mark Oppold. Friday's full of professional development sessions for our members, and then we get to celebrate all the hard work they've done throughout the year with our awards luncheon as well, and recognize our president, Kara Hart, that night. So the schedule is packed, Mike, a lot to do, but excited to see everyone have a good week here in Kansas City.
Michael mentioned the noon awards luncheon this Friday. That's when the Farm Broadcaster of the Year will be announced, and also our Horizon Award winner. Now, that's recognition for a farm broadcaster that's been a member of NAFB 5 years or less. Following the luncheon, USDA's Deputy Secretary Torres Small will hold a press conference. I also wanted to mention that my longtime friend and a man well known throughout the agricultural community, former USDA Secretary of Agriculture John Block, will be conducting interviews with broadcasters and will also be available for book signings today. He's written a new book titled Pigs, Politics, and Persistence. He's attended this convention for several years and is always an honored guest. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.